Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, May 12th. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. Newspapers and radio stations east of the Mississippi on the morning of May 12th, 1934, carried ominous messages and headlines of a thickening black cloud of choking dust and dirt moving out of the Great Plains. The cloud would envelop the Midwest and then the eastern states on May the 12th, turning midday sunlight into an eerie darkness that seemed like night in many major cities. What happened? Well, actually, the causes can be traced back decades. Favorable weather conditions in the period from 1900 into the 1920s, with significant rainfall and relatively moderate winters, encouraged increased population and farming in the Great Plains. But the region entered an unusually dry period in the summer of 1930. During the next decade, the Northern Plains suffered four of their driest years in almost 100 years. When this severe drought hit the Great Plains region in the 1930s, it resulted in erosion and loss of topsoil because of the farming practices at the time. The drought dried the topsoil, and over time it became reduced to a powdery consistency. Native high grasses that held the soil in place had been plowed under to make room for the expanding croplands. So when the high winds that occur on the plains picked up the topsoil, massive dust clouds and dust storms occurred, giving rise to the term Dust Bowl. The continuous dry weather caused crops to fail, leaving the plowed fields exposed to wind erosion. The fine soil of the Great Plains was easily picked up and carried east by strong winds. In November of 1933, a very strong dust storm stripped topsoil from South Dakota farmlands in just one of a series of severe dust storms that year. But beginning on May the 9th of 1934, a strong, several days dust storm removed massive amounts of Great Plains soil in one of perhaps the worst storms of the Dust Bowl. The dust clouds blew all the way to Chicago, where they deposited 12 million pounds of dust. By May 12, 1934, that same storm reached cities to the east, such as Cleveland, Buffalo, Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C., turning day to night and choking millions of people as the dirt all the way from the Plain States was deposited more than 1,000 miles away on the streets and in the homes of major cities. And that's what happened on May the 12th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Listen to Weather Insider every weekday for a discussion on trending weather news. You'll get detailed insight into major weather events and learn the why behind the weather, gaining knowledge on terms like what's a nor'easter. Just subscribe to Weather Insider on your favorite podcast platforms today.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.